Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The world recently observed a significant day, one that highlights the importance of preserving the rich variety of life on our planet, and that day is the International Day for Biological Diversity, observed on 22nd May. But why is this day so crucial? And what does it signify in the context of global efforts to protect biodiversity? The International Day for Biological Diversity, or IDB, was observed on 22nd May 2026, with the theme, Acting Locally for Global Impact, which emphasizes the connection between community-level actions and the targets set by the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, adopted at the CBD COP15 in December 2022. India's national celebrations were held in Odisha, showcasing notable examples of community-led conservation efforts, such as the Bhitarkanika Mangroves, Chilika Lagoon, and Simlipal Tiger Reserve. But why 22nd May? The United Nations General Assembly, through Resolution 55/201 in December 2000, designated 22nd May as the International Day for Biological Diversity. This date commemorates the adoption of the text of the Convention on Biological Diversity, or CBD, at Nairobi on 22nd May 1992, which is distinct from the CBD's later signing at the Rio Earth Summit in June 1992. The CBD is the first global treaty to take a comprehensive approach to biodiversity, founded on three mutually reinforcing pillars: the conservation of biological diversity, the sustainable use of its components, and the fair and equitable sharing of benefits arising from the use of genetic resources, known as access and benefit sharing, or ABS. India is a party to all three protocols under the CBD. The Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, or KMGBF, was adopted at CBD COP15 in Montreal in December 2022, under the Chinese presidency. It succeeded the Aichi targets, which were in place from 2011 to 2020, but most of which were missed. The KMGBF has a structure that includes four long-term goals for 2050 and 23 action-oriented targets for 2030. One of the headline targets is the 30x30 target, which aims to protect 30% of land and ocean by 2030. The KMGBF also placed Digital Sequence Information, or DSI, on genetic resources at the heart of the new ABS debate. Companies, especially those in the pharma, cosmetics, and agri-biotech sectors, increasingly use DSI without physical specimens, which undermines the Nagoya bargain. The CALI Fund, operationalized at COP16, requires large DSI-using companies to contribute a share of profits or revenues to a multilateral fund. Now, let us look at the upcoming events in the biodiversity calendar. CBD COP16 was held in Cali, Colombia, in October to November 2024, and it saw the operationalization of the CALI Fund for DSI. The next COP, CBD COP17, is scheduled for 2026 in Yerevan, Armenia, which will be the first time the Biodiversity COP is being hosted by a country outside the traditional biodiversity heartland regions. The agenda will include monitoring KMGBF implementation through national reports and reviewing finance mobilization. India has its own domestic biodiversity framework, which includes a legal architecture comprising the Biological Diversity Act, 2002, amended in 2023, the Wildlife Protection Act, 1972, last amended in 2022, the Forest Conservation Act, 1980, amended in 2023, and the Environment Protection Act, 1986. There is also a three-tier institutional structure under the BDA, 2002, which includes the National Biodiversity Authority, or NBA, the state biodiversity boards, and the biodiversity management committees, or BMCs. The People's Biodiversity Registers, or PBRs, which document flora, fauna, traditional knowledge, and uses at the panchayat or ward level, are prepared by BMCs and now number over 2.7 lakh across India. The BDA amendment in 2023 brought about some key changes and concerns. It eased compliance for Ayush practitioners and users of codified traditional knowledge, reducing NBA prior approval requirements for some categories. It also decriminalized certain offenses, shifting penalties from criminal prosecution to civil penalties. However, critics have raised concerns about the weakening of biopiracy controls, the commercial bypass of NBA approval, and the dilution of the Nagoya Protocol's spirit. India also has its own National Biodiversity Strategy and Action Plan, or NBSAP, which was updated for 2024 to 2030 and submitted to the CBD Secretariat at COP16 Cali in October 2024. The NBSAP contains 23 national targets aligned with the KMGBF. Now, let us look at India's biodiversity profile. India is one of the 17 megadiverse countries in the world and has four biodiversity hotspots, the Himalaya, Indo-Burma, Western Ghats, Sri Lanka, and Sundaland. India also has several flagship species conservation programs, such as Project Tiger, launched in 1973, Project Elephant, launched in 1992, and Project Cheetah, launched in September 2022. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topic of biodiversity and conservation is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers environment, biodiversity, and conservation. You should be familiar with the Convention on Biological Diversity, its objectives, protocols, and comparison with other international agreements like the UNFCCC and UNCCD. You should also know about the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, its targets, finance architecture, and the debate around digital sequence information. Additionally, you should be aware of India's Biological Diversity Act, its amendment, and the three-tier structure, as well as India's biodiversity profile, including its megadiverse status, hotspots, and flagship conservation programs. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The International Day for Biological Diversity is observed on 22nd May, as designated by the United Nations General Assembly through Resolution 55/201 in December 2000. The CBD text was adopted on 22nd May 1992 at Nairobi, and it came into force on 29th December 1993. The CBD Secretariat is located in Montreal, Canada. The United States, Andorra, South Sudan, and the Holy See are not parties to the CBD. The 2026 theme for the International Day for Biological Diversity is Acting Locally for Global Impact. The Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework was adopted at CBD COP15 in Montreal in December 2022. Under the Chinese presidency, and it has four goals for 2050 and 23 targets for 2030. The headline 30x30 target aims to protect 30% of land and ocean by 2030. CBD COP16 was held in Cali, Colombia, in October to November 2024, and it saw the operationalization of the Cali Fund for DSI. CBD COP17 is scheduled for 2026 in Yerevan, Armenia. The Biological Diversity Act was amended in 2023, and the National Biodiversity Authority, or NBA, is headquartered in Chennai. India is one of the 17 megadiverse countries in the world and has four biodiversity hotspots. Project Tiger was launched in 1973, Project Elephant was launched in 1992. And Project Cheetah was launched in September 2022. In conclusion, the preservation of biodiversity is a pressing global issue that requires concerted efforts at the local, national, and international levels. As India and the world strive to meet the targets set by the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, it is essential to understand the complexities of biodiversity conservation and the role that each country can play in protecting the rich variety of life on our planet.